You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm really excited because we have two builders here today that are with one of my favorite causes, Habitat for Humanity, Builders Blitz.
Very cool.
Welcome to Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders and Kevin Powell with Rubicon Custom Homes. I almost forgot. I was going to say Kevin Powell Homes, and I was like, oh no, Michael Eaton would not like that.
No, he wouldn't.
So welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
We are excited. This is the sixth Builders Blitz. Is that correct, guys?
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the way over here, and I think it's the sixth.
Wow. Like the first one was in 2006.
Okay.
Right. So 6, 8, 10, 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's every other year.
14, so, yeah. 16, yeah.
Right.
So, wow. Yeah, this is the sixth one. They do it every other year. Mm-hmm. They started, the first one was in 2006, and Kevin was a part of that, yep. Weren't you? Were you a part of the very first one as well? Or did you get in on the second
one? We didn't build a whole house there. We helped out a little bit, but that was in our infancy as a company.
It was. Wow. And so they built five houses that year.
Right.
And there were maybe three builders per house even on that year. And then the next year, I think we built five houses the next year as well. Uh-huh. And then the next year, it maybe dropped to three houses.
That sounds about
And they've been building three houses consistently since then every other year. Lauren, when did you join?
So this is only my second Builders Blitz.
Yeah. So it's let's talk a little bit about what Builders Blitz is, because I know there are people that live under a rock and they don't know what Habitat for Humanity is, and they don't know what Builders Blitz is.
Crazy.
I know. We have them on the show all the time.
I know,
so
right?
They should know. Everybody should know. Our listeners should know. But what is Builders Blitz and when does it start?
I'll take that. So yeah, Builders Blitz is an opportunity for all the local builders to kind of team together for a great cause and partner with Habitat and build anywhere, we said, three to five homes for deserving families. So this year we'll start June 6th to 17th. So when we first started, we do them in 5 days. They've been a little kinder and given us 10 days to finish a home this go around. So I think this year we have probably eight builders, six, eight builders kind of joining in. So we kind of pair off again as usual. And then we'll have completed three homes by the 17th.
Yeah, and this year they're doing a new one in that we're doing a paired house this year.
Oh, wow. Did not
know
that.
So, and Kevin, I know, is part. Are you? You're not. Yeah, you're on the other part,
we
right?
We are, yeah. The dueling sides of the.
Right.
Right. I'm working with Bailey and Weiler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Don Weiler and I are managing that side, and then
and we're with G&S Homes as well. So.
Yeah, and so they're going to be building a paired house, which is also a two-story house.
Right. Nice.
Which is, I don't know that, well, we did one a couple years ago. We did one two-story house 2 years ago, I think.
Right.
And that was the first two-story.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally they've done them where they kind of are two-story, but they're built into the ground, so it's down versus up.
Right.
It's a whole different challenge when you're going up versus down. So
it's true.
But this is the first time you guys are going to be paired.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So we've been in pretty good communication trying to align all the subcontractors and make sure that everything's covered. So,
yep, see a flurry of emails every day back and forth more and more as we get closer to the starting date.
Yeah, Lauren's right. It takes a tremendous amount of coordination, especially, this is kind of our first venture into a paired home. So who's doing what and making sure everything's covered. So.
Well,
no room for mistakes.
You add all of this on to everything else that you're already doing, because I know you guys are busy out there. The market's really busy. You guys are out there building, so to tack this onto it is a huge, huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what people don't know is that, I mean, when did y'all start meeting about this? You start meeting about this 6-8 months beforehand or more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we usually start, late 2015 for this one, and I've been meeting consistently for 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks at Habitat are working well in advance of that
mm-hmm.
secure lots and mm-hmm. work on designs and getting the families prepared.
Right.
Those families put in a huge amount of time doing mm-hmm. financial planning and also investing sweat equity in other habitat builds. So there's a whole lot of work that leads up to it.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something we should explain is that, you know, it's not Habitat is, we say this every time anybody from mm-hmm. Habitat is on, is it's not a handout.
Nope.
These people are buying these homes. They right. are indeed interest-free. But that money, their mortgages are then recycled into other houses mm-hmm. that are being built for people that are eligible. They don't have to be completely, they don't have to, I'm looking for what it is. They're not loan eligible, bank loan eligible in
right.
most cases.
Right.
So, but they have some source of income mm-hmm. and they usually meet the guidelines.
Yeah, there's certain qualifications
right.
they have to meet. Right.
Exactly. So they have to have some way to pay for the mortgage. It's not that they can't mm-hmm. Be homeless
right.
necessarily and still qualify.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And then I think the builders do a great job of working with their subs and getting as much donated as possible.
Right.
Because there still is a lot of expense that goes into mm-hmm. it. There's the land that has to be bought. And so a lot of that, the list is very long. And so the more you can get donated mm-hmm. or partially donated, the better it is for Habitat to be able to recycle funds that,
right.
that go into that house. And I should say that some of the other builders, you already mentioned Don Weiler, and he's going to be on our show next mm-hmm. week. And then Russ Chitwood is okay. working with John Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And GNS Homes is Mark Savinsky
right.
and Jekka Stidas. And then I already said Larry Ingram, John mm-hmm. Ingram. And then there's one more.
Drew Antella.
Oh, yeah. Drew Antella with okay. Antella Remodeling.
Yeah, I think that's
it?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Craft Construction.
Oh, and Craft Construction, which is, yeah, Tim Roberts.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, so there are a lot of builders that are involved. So if they are one of your builders, you might want to call and say thank you to them and know that they're going to be really busy beginning Monday, June 6th
right.
through Friday, June 17th. And we would love to have people come out and see the dedication and come mm-hmm. to see these houses because there will be a dedication at the end of the day.
Where are these houses being built?
They are in the new Trailview neighborhood, mm-hmm. which is also where Women Build was, if
yep.
you were listening when we
there
talked about Women Build a few weeks ago.
It's a really nice area, too.
It is a very nice area.
Really nice tucked away back there.
It is, yeah, and I think that's, you know, hats off to Habitat because they do such a good job finding the lots and then also qualifying the families that
mm-hmm.
as they come in and build these neighborhoods, it really is a neighborhood. So it
right.
gives these people a sense of home. And
that neighborhood in particular, I think, is awfully special. It's right on the B-line.
Mm-hmm.
It's this sort of secluded
yep.
little enclave. Our crew framed mm-hmm. a couple of the two-story homes mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they we just did the roofs in there because
mm-hmm.
they don't let they don't want the volunteers framing the two-story roofs. And so we were up there, you know, last winter and this spring, and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see, is it 11th Street Park on the other side of the tracks there? 9th Street Park, what's that called?
9th Street
yeah,
Park.
9th Street yeah. Park.
And you can
Park.
See
yeah.
the,
right.
you know, the B-line through there. It's just
mm-hmm.
a beautiful little neighborhood.
You can see Girls Inc. from across.
Right,
there's a little
right. Street, yeah.
softball
yeah.
field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
so, yeah, it is. It is. And there is a trail down to the trail
mm-hmm.
yes.
on one end of it, or you cross over it to get into the neighborhood,
right.
which is really nice for people that, you know, can mm-hmm. commute to work or
have easy access to everything downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's beautiful. So you'll hear lots of saws buzzing and it'll be
right.
crazy busy
Seeing
for
yeah.
a couple weeks. And Kevin and his crew are always like, they are ready. They want it done. They still have that five day mentality most of the time.
I know Mark and the GNS crew they'll be gone the second week.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Lauren and Kevin and talk more about Habitat Builders Blitz.